Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Dhanam Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Sarasatim Vyasam. We're continuing with our reading of Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 30, The Activities of the Prachetas, Text number 37. Tesham Vicharatam Padbhyam. Tesham vicharatam padhyam. Tesham vicharatam padhyam. Tirtanam bhavanichaya. Tirtanam bhavanichaya. Bhitasya king. Na rocheta bhitasya kimna rocheta bhitasya kimna rocheta tavaka tavakanam samagamah tavakaman tavakanam samagamah Tesham vicharatam padyam. Tirtanam pavanichaya. Bhitasya kim narocheta. Tavakanam samagamah. Tesham of them. Vicharatam, who travel. Padyam, by their feet. Tirtanam, the holy places. Pavana ichchaya, with a desire to purify. Bhitasya, to the materialistic person. Who is always fearful? Kim, why? Na, not. Rocheta, becomes pleasing. Tavakanam, of your devotees. Ta, meeting. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Dear Lord, who's speaking? Do you all agree? The Prachetas? Okay. Dear Lord, your personal associates, devotees, wander all over the world to purify even the holy places of pilgrimage. Is not such activity pleasing to those who are actually afraid of material existence? Would you like to repeat? But not very much? All right. Dear Lord, your personal associates, devotees, wander all over the world to purify even the holy places of pilgrimage. Is not such activity pleasing to those who are actually afraid of material existence? Purport. There are two kinds of devotees. One is called Goshtyanandi and the other Bhajanaanandi. The word Bhajanaanandi refers to who does not move but remains in one place. Such a devotee is always engaged in the devotional service of the Lord. He chants the Mahamantra as taught by many acharyas and sometimes goes out for preaching work. The Goshtyanandi is one who desires to increase the number of devotees all over the world. He travels all over the world just to purify the world and the people residing in it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised, Prithivite ache jata nagarari gram sarvatra prachar hoibe mor nam. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted his followers to move all over the world to preach in every town and village. To preach where? In the Chaitanya Sampradaya, those who strictly follow the principles of Lord Chaitanya must travel all over the world to preach the message of Lord Chaitanya, which is the same as preaching the words of Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, and Srimad Bhagavatam. The more the devotees preach the principles of Krishna Katha, the more people throughout the world will benefit. Devotees like the great sage Narada, who travel all over to preach, are called Goshtyanandi. Are called what? Narada Muni is always wandering throughout the universe just to create different types of devotees. Narada even made a hunter a devotee. He also made Dhruva Maharaj and Prahalad devotees. Actually, all devotees are indebted to the great sage Narada, for he has wandered both in heaven and in hell. A devotee of the Lord is not even afraid of hell. He goes to preach the glories of the Lord everywhere, even in hell, because there is no distinction between heaven and hell for a devotee. Narayana paraksarvena kutashchana pipyati swarga parvarga narakeshu apitadarshinaha. A pure devotee of Narayan is never afraid of going anywhere and everywhere. For him, heaven and hell are all one and the same. From Bhagavatam 6:17:28. Such devotees wandering all over the world deliver those who are actually afraid of this material existence. Some people are already disgusted with material existence, being confused and frustrated by material enjoyment. And some people who are intelligent are interested in understanding the Supreme Lord. Both may take advantage of the pure devotee who wanders throughout the world. When a pure devotee goes to a place of pilgrimage, he desires to purify that holy place of pilgrimage. Many sinful men bathe in the holy waters pilgrimage. They take their baths in the waters of the Ganges and Jamuna at places such as Prayag, Vrindavan, and Mathura. In this way, the sinful men are purified, but their sinful actions and reactions remain at the holy places of pilgrimage. When a devotee comes to take his bath at those places of pilgrimage, the sinful reactions left by the sinful men are neutralized by the devotee. Tirati kuravanti tirtani santak stena gadabrata. From Bhagavatam, first canto. Because the devotee always carries the Supreme Personality of Godhead within his heart, wherever he goes becomes a place of pilgrimage, a holy place for understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is therefore the duty of everyone to associate with a pure devotee and thus attain freedom from material contamination. Everyone should take advantage of the wandering devotees, whose only business is to deliver conditioned souls from the clutches of Maya. Om Agnanatimadandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Nena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chanya Mano Pishtam Stapitam Nena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadahmayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Uta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadvadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitascha Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Tinamine Sri Varshabana Videvi Daitaya Kripabdaye Krishna Sambandha Vijnana Daine Pravade Namaha Madhuryo Jvala Premadya Sri Rupanuga Bhaktida Sri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostute Namaste Gauravani Sri Murtaye Dinatarine Rupanuga Virudhapa Siddhanta Dvanta Harine Namo Gaurakishoraya Sakshad Vairagya Murtaye Vipralamba Rasambode Padam Jayate Namaha Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Sakchidananda Namine Gaurashakti Swarupaya Rupanuga Varayate Gaura Virbhava Bhomestvam Nirdesa Sajjanapriya Vaishnava Sarvabhoma Shri Jagannathayate Namaha Vancha Kalpatrubhyascha Krupasindobhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavaranyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaura Tvishe Namaha Pancha Tatvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindo Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Jayatam Surato Pangor Mama Mandam Atergati Matsarvasva Padambojao Radha Madana Mohano Divya Vrinaranya Kalpadrumadha Srimadratnangara Singhasanasto Srimadradha Shila Govinda Deva Preshtalibhi Sevyamano Smarami Sriman Rasarasarambi Vamshi Vatatatastitaha Karshan Venu Swaner Gopir Gopinatha Shriye Stunaha Tatta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Suta Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vrindayai Tulsi Devyai Priyayai Keshavasyacha Vishnu Bhakti Prade Devi Sachavatai Namo Namaha Shri Nishinga Jai Nishinga Jai Jai Nanashinga Prahlada Desha Jaya Padma Mukha Padma Bringa Yada Yada Hitharma Sanir Pavati Bharata Abhyutana Matharmasya Tadatmanam Srajamyaham Paritranaya Sadhunam Vinashaya Chatuskritam Dharma Samstapanarthaya Sambhavami Yuge Yuge Manmana Bhava Madbhakto Madhyaji Mam Namaskuru Mami Vaishyas Yukvaivam Atmanam Matparayanaha Sarvadhanaman Parityaja Mamekam Sharanam Braja Ahantang Sarva Papebhyo Ukshayishami Masuchaha Shushushau Sharadhanasya Vasudeva Katarchi Sian Mahatsevaya Vipra Punya Tirta Nishevanat Srinvatam Sakrishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Hridyantaksto Hyabhadrani Vidunoti Suritsatam Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktivinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Tesham Vicharatam Padhyam, Tirtanam Bhavanechaya, Bhitasya Kim Narocheta, Tavakanam Samagamaha, Dear Lord, your personal associates, devotees, wander all over the world to purify even the holy places of pilgrimage. Is not such activity pleasing to those who are actually afraid of material existence? The Bhajanandi and the Goshtiyanandi are mentioned first by Srila Prabhupada. That the Bhajanandi stays in one place and chants Hare Krishna. And it's a wonder that anyone can stay in one place, what to speak of stay in one place and chant Hare Krishna. As Arjuna asks Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita second chapter, Stita Prajnasya Ka Bhasha Samadhi Stasya Keshava Stita Di Kim Brabhasheta Kima Asita Vrajeta Kim. He wants to know the methodologies of the and the activities of a stita pragna, or a person who's fixed in consciousness. So he asks, stita pragyasa. Stita pragna means somebody who's fixed in consciousness, in spiritual consciousness. Stita pragnasya ka bhasha. What is his bhasha? What's his language? A person fixed in consciousness has a certain language. Stita pragnasya ka bhasha samadhi stasya keshava. Stita di kim prabhasheta kim asita vrajeta kim. Then he says, what does he say? What does a person who's fully absorbed in consciousness speak? What kinds of words does he speak? And then he says, kim asita vrajeta kim. How does he sit? And how does he walk? So everyone's sitting, walking, and it's very difficult to sit. When we sit down to chant japa, immediately the mind says, get up. Don't sit, go do something else. Right? Or is it just me? And somebody fixed in consciousness can be happy wherever they are sitting. And what comes out of their mouth is known as mukya prasada, mentioned by Madhvacharya in relation to the verse in the 11th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, in which there's a description of a devotee who is chanting Hare Krishna with a vow. Evam vrata sva priya nama kirtya jatana rago jitichar asatyato rautiti rauti gayati unmadavan rititi loka bhayaha. That a person fixed in a vow to chant Hare Krishna gradually becomes very much attached to the holy name and a particular name of the Lord. And then druta chitta, his heart melts. And then he becomes indifferent to the outer world. Sometimes he acts like a madman and dances or rolls on the ground, not caring for outsiders. Ecstatic symptoms. And not all advanced devotees show these ecstatic symptoms, according to the acharyas. But all advanced devotees show at least two symptoms, and that is steadiness, mukhya prasada, which means that what comes from their mouth is beneficial for others. So Bhajanandi is someone described by Krishna in the next verse, prajahati yadakaman sarvan partha manogatan atman yivat manatushta stita prajnyasta tochate. Someone who is happy within himself. And he's given up all concocted material ideas. Prajahati yada kaman. There's all kinds of material desires entering at every minute into the mental system. And he avoids those. He doesn't chase after them. Prajahati yada kaman sarvan partha manogatan. Manogatan means the mind goes. It's always going, it's always running, and the material desires are always coming to the mind, but this person is no longer connected with them. Prajahati yadakaman sarvan partha manogatan atmanivat manatushta. He's happy in his atma, in the self. He can look inwardly and become happy, satisfied. Stita prajnasta dochite. This person is called a person fixed in consciousness. Only someone like this can be a Bhajanandi. Otherwise, someone may sit down and say, I'm going to be a Bhajanandi. 2 minutes later or 2 years later, they'll get up and run off somewhere else because the mind will call to them and they'll have to go. It's difficult to control the minds. Understatement of the century. Even Vishwamrita Muni, after 10,000 years of sitting in meditation, just heard the footbells of Menaka. He didn't even see her. And all of a sudden he got up. He said, "All right, that's enough. I'm going." Very difficult to overcome. And then the Goshtiyanandi has an advantage. This is how Srila Prabhupada presents the advantage of the Goshtiyanandi, that he's in practical samadhi. Because the Goshtiyanandi is engaging all of the senses and all of the desires in preaching Krishna consciousness. Goshti means that he mixes with all kinds of people. Bhajananandi stays by himself. The Goshtiyanandi mixes it up with all kinds of people, which is an austerity. It's very difficult to deal with people, isn't it? Or is it just me? Yes or yes? Huh? Okay. However, the Goshtiyanandi has a particular view of the world, and that is to do good for others and to give others Krishna consciousness in appropriate ways. So he or she is looking at the world and looking at the people of the world in a different way. Ishvareti taradineshu balisheshu dusatsucha prema maitri kripopeksha yakaroti samadhyamaha. The preacher, the person who's moving out about the world as a preacher, sees four kinds of people and makes discrimination. First, he sees the Supreme Lord and he offers his love. He sees the devotees and he makes appropriate kinds of friendships with the devotees. Then he sees the innocent, and his occupation is to pour in as much mercy as possible. He's always ready, thinking, how can I pour in more mercy according to the person's capacity? And for the envious person who's not interested in Krishna consciousness, he is upeksha. He avoids them. He doesn't engage. He leaves them on the tree to ripen later. Because we call those who are innocent the ripe fruits. And Prabhupada mentions in this purport that some people are ripe fruits. We find them when we go out in the world. Miraculously, you walk around, you may think, well, how am I going to find someone interested in Krishna consciousness? But they're there. And we find them on the tree, just like a fruit. It's hanging down, a little lower than other fruits. It's a little heavier. And it's already ripening because of the sun. The sun we described, sang saradavanada lita loka. Everyone's being cooked by the sun. Janaka Rishi joined the temple in Laguna Beach, I think. He told me that he was a raw foodist when he joined, so he wouldn't take prasadam for the first 2 weeks, and someone sat down next to him. I think it was Siddhasarupananda sat next to him and said, so everyone's trying to get you to take prasadam. You won't eat anything. I said, why? He said, I don't eat cooked food. I said, okay, you're eating fruit. I said, so? That's cooked by the sun. So he started taking prasad after that. So everyone's being cooked by the material nature. Sangsara davanad halita loka. We're being cooked in this world. Some people are already ripened by that process, and they're ready to come off the vine. And other people, not ripe yet. So not the duty of the preacher to try to grab them off the tree before they're ripe. You don't have to pull the branch down. You just have to look for the ripe fruits. That's the duty of the Madhyama Adhikari, to go around and look. Who is the Bali Sheshu? Who is the innocent, the person who is open? And Krishna says in the 13th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita that some people, due to their tendency to hear, will become self-realized. They're just submissive, so they'll listen to others. So this is the great exciting job of the Goshtiyanandi. He or she circulates around the world and finds the innocents, those who are ready to come to Krishna consciousness. Now, Prabhupada in the purport also talks about the influence of the pure devotee, how he changes the atmosphere of the world. And in the story of Dhruva Maharaj, we know that he had such determination in his practice of yoga that he was able to block up the universal breathing. The demigods were feeling choked up, and they thought, what's this, another demon who is doing some severe, who's going to dominate? But the Lord said, no, that's my devotee. And Srila Prabhupada mentions in his purport that one pure devotee can influence the whole universe because of his intense meditation on the Lord and his practice. So in the same way, a person who has this purity of heart can affect people all over the world just by his or her emanation of purity. This is described by Prutu Maharaj. There's a different quality in the speech of such a person because they have no more envy in their heart. And he says that the words of a pure devotee are like the vibration which touches the saffron particles on the lotus feet of the Lord, and then they become mixed with those particles. And when we hear the vibration from a pure devotee, then it is mixed with saffron mercy particles. And therefore, it moves us to act in a certain way. Inexplicably, but it's palpable. One can experience this for oneself. And Goshtinandis, they're organizing in various ways to make sure that everyone is able to take advantage of Krishna consciousness. This is their preoccupation. Described as the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. Krishna kirtana gana nartana paro premamritam bho nidhi tira tira jana priyo priyakaro nirmatsaro pujito Krishna kirtana gana nart. So they're doing kirtan, Krishna kirtana gana nart. They're singing, they're dancing. Krishna kirtana gana nartana paro premamritam bho nidhi Adhira dhira janapriyo. And therefore, because they're non-envious, nirmatsaro pujito, they're appreciated by the gentle and the ruffian. Story in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, from the same section where this verse was spoken by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Prithiviti achiyata nagaradikram, sarvata prachar horibe mor nam. He said, my name will be heard everywhere. This will spread to every town and village. And miraculously, it's happening. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went with his associates to a village called Ramakeli. And there, he was having kirtan constantly. And people were coming by the dozens, then hundreds, then the thousands, and tens of thousands to see Mahaprabhu. Women, children, old people, young people, atheists, Brahmanas, everyone wanted to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And they were going on with kirtan constantly. Nothing was heard except the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And everyone could see the beautiful form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was in an area near where a Yavana king ruled. And one of the police officers from the local area went back to this king and he said, something's going on nearby. There's this kirtan happening. All the Hindus are coming together, they're chanting nonstop. And the king said, tell me more about it. Who's organizing this? And he said, there's this saint. And he has arms that reach down to his knees. He's got a broad chest. His eyes are like lotus petals. His 10 toenails are like shining mirrors. He puts to shame the beauty of Cupid. Tears are constantly flowing from his eyes, and although his body appears to be very soft, I cannot count the number of times he crashes to the ground every hour, and there's not a mark on his body. Anna is describing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the king became very interested. And he called one of his ministers, and he said, so, who is this person who's chanting here? And the minister was a pious person, and he knew this Yavana king had broken millions of deities in the area. He was against Hindus altogether. So he started playing down the fact that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in the area. He said, oh, him, he's just a foreigner. He's a poor man, just traveling around. And the king became angry. He said, don't call him a poor man. This person is what the Hindus' Vedas describe as Krishna, and the Quran describe as Kota, the Supreme Personality of God. And I'm convinced of it. So the minister said, how are you convinced? And he said, I have many people working for me. But if I don't pay them for 6 months, they'll have a revolution and kick me out. But this person has thousands of followers coming from everywhere. He doesn't pay them anything. And they've surrendered their entire lives to him. And astounded that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would change the heart just by proximity of the Sankirtan movement, just by his chanting and dancing, the effusion of the Hare Krishna mantra and this pure vibration of Harinam. The Yavana king, his heart had been changed. So the minister was still a little wary, so he sent a Brahmin messenger to the devotees to warn them that although this king is favorable now, anyone could tell him something that would make him change his mind, and then he would come and ask to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then there would be some difficulty. So please tell him, don't chant here, chant somewhere else, because this is very dangerous. He went to tell Mahaprabhu, he continued chanting, he didn't have a moment to tell him anything. So this Brahmana told all his followers, and they couldn't tell Chaitanya Mahaprabhu either, because Mahaprabhu continued chanting. But as the super soul, he understood something was on the minds of the devotees, so he stopped his chanting. He said, what is the difficulty? He said, only if this Muslim king is inspired by me within the heart can he invite me to come. And besides, what can he do? He said, don't worry. Don't worry about anything. Go on with Sankirtan. He said, this Sankirtan movement will spread all over the world. Fearlessly go out and spread the Sankirtan movement. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers stayed at Srivasangam for 1 year. And they wouldn't let anybody else in. But finally the doors opened and they broke out onto the streets and they chanted Hare Krishna on the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, go everywhere, chant this Hare Krishna. And what's the first thing that happened? When they went on the streets, what happened? Someone called the cops and said, get these guys out of here. Happens everywhere you go. Go out and chant Hare Krishna anywhere in the world. Somebody's going to complain and say, what's all this chanting about? What's all this Hare Krishna? Although the devotees go everywhere in the world, some people are attracted, other people, they make obstructions to the chanting the Hare Krishna movement. So the Bhajanandi has a special advantage. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that the chit-sarira, or the spiritual body, is nourished by the chid-rakta, or spiritual blood. And he said spiritual blood means that one goes on preaching Krishna consciousness everywhere while tolerating people who are against the Krishna consciousness movement, who argue, who try, but the devotee goes on. He said this actually nourishes the devotee. So we see practically that those who become Goshtiyanandis, who take the trouble to go out to meet people, they develop very quickly in Krishna consciousness because they meet all kinds of situations where they're forced to test their faith and to study more deeply. We have these two processes, hearing and chanting, and going out to distribute. This was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's process. Chant Hare Krishna and teach it to others. So one thing is like rice, which is a very good food. Rice is the world's staple. Everyone eats rice everywhere in the world. And then you have beans, which is also a good food. Who can argue with that? But if you put rice and beans together, you get a superfood. According to Jamuna's cookbook, 43% more nutrition when you put beans and rice together. So in a similar way, when you have hearing and chanting, and then you also have the distribution of that knowledge, there's a synergy which is very powerful. The devotees become nourished spiritually by going out to preach Krishna consciousness. So people are waiting everywhere, and they're fearful of material life, and you can go see for yourself. One thing you can do is go door to door. This is advocated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. He told his followers, go out door to door and meet people and tell them about Hare Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada said over and over again, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta told his sannyasis, he said, from the mat, you should go out every day, at least knock on three doors and preach Hari Katha. And he said, even if people aren't interested, at least they'll see you and they'll think, oh, here I saw some spiritual person. And also you'll get benefit because you're speaking Krishna Katha. And Srila Prabhupada said, go door to door. So what are people doing in their homes, basically? Watching television, mostly. Sometimes disturbing someone because they're inside. Nothing really important going on that can't wait. So that's one thing you can realize through the Shastra, and then going see for yourself. Srila Prabhupada, before he came to America, he said, people are sitting in their apartments and they're looking down their down the road through their window, and they're wondering, when are Sri Nitai and Gaur going to come and save me? So if you're wondering what they're doing in their house, that's what they're doing. They're waiting for that. So when we go out, take the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to go door to door and meet people, many wonderful things happen, and you can practice yoga in this way. Yoga yukto vishuddhatma vijitatma jitendriya sarvabhutatma bhutatma kurvanapinda lipite. A person who controls his senses and who is self-satisfied can go out and do benefit for others. Sarva bhutatma bhutatma. He has no other business in life because he doesn't have a vested interest in himself. And then you meet many interesting circumstances. Recently in Southern California, a group of devotees, I went out with a group of devotees, and we were going door to door. Three Muslims in a row as I was knocking on doors. One was a group of three people from Brunei. Three young students. And I was wearing the dhoti, and I came to the door and I said, Allahu Akbar, Mabsut, Kifalak, Alhamdulillah. And they said, you believe Allah? I said, of course I believe in Allah. And they said, come on in. So I sat down, and they were sitting at a table in the back. The room had no furniture. They were just students. And they were smoking cigarettes and eating fish. They had little dried fish and cigarettes, and they were sitting there. I said, sit down. So I sat down and I started showing them Bhagavad Gita. And they were fascinated. And each one of them bought a Bhagavad Gita. And I was surprised because I was thinking, aren't they going to look at... We're Muslims. We don't believe in this. But nothing like that. The whole time, they just thought I was their best friend. And they took the Bhagavad Gita. I went to the next door. A man was a professor from Afghanistan. And he said, oh yes, I know Bhagavad Gita. He bought it, $20. I went to the next door. Another Muslim bought a book. And then I went, and there was a family, a Gujarati family, said, not interested, sorry. We know all these things. They're just stories. I'm not interested. And I was thinking, you never know when you go out. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went out all over the world to spread Krishna consciousness. Story when he met the Patan Muslims. And the Patan Muslims, they had Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had fainted in ecstasy. They came up and arrested all his followers. And they said, you drugged him and you stole all his stuff. And they said, we didn't do that. And then they were having this exchange, and then suddenly Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came back to consciousness. Hari Bol! And then the Muslim said, these people, they robbed you and they drugged you. And he said, no, they're my followers. I have some kind of a condition. It's like epilepsy. Sometimes I faint. And then he started preaching to them. And there was a priest there. And so to them about the Quran and convincing them according to their own scripture that God is actually a person. And they were so impressed with the personage of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that they surrendered right there. He gave one of them the name Ramdas. Another one was the son of the king, and his name was Bajuli Khan. And he also came and put his head before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, put his lotus foot on the head of Bajuli Khan. And these Patan Muslims are now famous all over the world. And in that section, Srila Prabhupada says, in this way, everyone should go out and meet people from all different walks of life and give them the opportunity to take to Krishna consciousness. All over the world. Prabhupada says this over and over again. All over the world, all over the world. In this way, people's sins are neutralized by coming in contact with the devotees, with the holy name, with prasadam, and the transcendental literature, which stays for hundreds of years. These books last for hundreds and hundreds of years. They infiltrate society. And people, at first, they may not be interested, but later on, the book purifies them, and they'll take it, they'll read it, and they'll become devotees. So there's no lack of people in the world to talk to. You can go anywhere and in any situation, and you can distribute Krishna consciousness, and you'll find the ripe fruits. You just pick the ripe fruits. So I'll stop there and take some questions or reflections. Yes. Where's that microphone? Okay.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for wonderful class. So as you mentioned about this Bhajanananda and Gushyanandi, so unless someone is situated on the stage of Bhajanananda, how can he preach? Because he needs purification. Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur says on his book that by sitting on Navadvip, I can deliver this whole world by chanting. So means if someone is situated on the stage of Bhajanananda, if he prays, then he has to come to the level of Madhyam Adhikari. So how does he maintain his consciousness in that stage?
How can he what?
How does he maintain his consciousness in that stage?
How can a Bhajanananda maintain his consciousness when he comes down to the Madhyam Adhikari platform? Because preaching is a very exalted activity. And the devotee is never... The bhajan is going on, but in a way in which people are now coming in contact with the holy name. It actually, when you go out and you give the holy name to other people, it expands. For instance, when we distribute books, just after a person buys a book, we say, do you believe in the power of prayer? And they say what? They say yes. 95% of the time, at least in America, most people believe in God. Do you believe in the power of prayer?
Yes.
Only two people said. Okay, so then we say, okay, I'll teach you this prayer. And if they say, no, I don't believe in the power of prayer, we say, good, I'll give you a mantra instead. So we give them a little card and we say, okay, now repeat after me. These are names of God, and they're meant to wake up pure love for God in your heart, and you repeat. And we say, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare
Krishna. Krishna
Krishna.
Hare Hare.
Hare
Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare. So, now some people will say, okay, are you ready? And then one, maybe there's a couple. And then one person will say, yes, I'm ready. And then the other one goes, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't chant that. And like, why? We don't know what's in it. And we don't either, actually. We're still trying to figure out what's in the mantra. But in the process of giving out the mantra, watching people chant, you're thinking about Ajamil. You're thinking about the Namabhas and all the statements in the Shastra. These amazing things that Rupa Goswami says, Nikila Shuti Mauri Ratnamala Duti Nirajita Pada Pankajanta Ai Mukta Kaleru Pasyamanam Paritastam Arinama Samshayami. You read these glorifications of the holy name. All the Vedas, the crown jewels are the Upanishads, and they're shining their light on the tips of the toes of the holy name. That's what they're revealing out of all the Vedas. And then Yadabaso Pyudyan Kabalita Bhava Dvanta Vibabo Drisham Tat Vandanam Api Dishati Bhakti Pranayanim. Even if someone's completely blind to bhakti and doesn't know anything about the truth, if one time they're able to chant the Hare Krishna mantra, they can become aware of bhakti. It awakens within their heart. So the Goshtiyanandi, who's out spreading the holy name, is watching how it is coming back to them. This is the most encouraging aspect of preaching. When you give it out, you watch it come back to you. Every organization, you have to see people progressing. You have to see how it's working. It's proving the mantra itself. For instance, in the ancient times, they used to have to prove the mantra by these horse sacrifices. Why would they do that? To show that the mantra worked. They kill the animal, they bring him back to life. So we have to do the same thing. This is the age of Sankirtan. This is the yajna. So you have to prove the mantra. You have to take it out and prove that it works. You bring people back to life. You say, here, chant this mantra. And the guy's not interested. So you get him to chant anyway. And he chants the mantra. And then 2 weeks later, he shows up at the temple. He goes, okay, what do I do now? And you see, the mantra brought him alive. It's a miracle. It brings people alive. And so the Goshtiyanandi gets to see this, a front row seats all the time, watching the miracle of the holy name and acting, and the miracle of the written holy name. This Brihat Madanga, the books. The books are these written kirtan, and they're meant to create a revolution in the impious lives of the world's misdirected civilization. And they do. People get the books, they read one word, one line, and their lives are changed, they're turned. So this is a very high service. The devotees relish taking this position to go out all over the world to spread Krishna consciousness. Another question? Yes. Sarvo, made it to Vrindavan, Hare Krishna. This is one of the original book distributors from San Francisco, California. It's just made it back to Vrindavan after 35 years. Come on, a little more. Give him a little gratitude. This is an old devotee. He taught me how to distribute books in the streets of San Francisco many years ago. Good to see you, Sarv. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. It's a little bit overwhelming, but one has to come to a certain standard before one goes out and tries to share or preach, right?
Yes, the standard is that one must be Shraddhavan. You have to have faith. And Prabhupada mentions in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that anyone with faith can go and turn others into Vaishnavas. Even if someone's a Kanishta Adhikari, if they have faith that the holy name and Krishna are not different, they can go everywhere and they can give out Krishna consciousness. Look at the early days of Krishna consciousness. The devotees had very little knowledge of Krishna consciousness, but they had faith that whatever Prabhupada said was true. And he was telling them, Hare Krishna is same vibration as, it's non-different from Krishna, it comes from the spiritual world. So they took it all over the world and said, here, take it, take it, take it, take it. And what did they see? They saw miracles everywhere they went. How people became transformed. So the first qualification is one has to have faith in the holy name. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare, Hare. Okay. Thank you very much. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Shri Harinam Sankirtan ki jai, Gopre Manande Aribo!